For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. A pandemic silver lining was a boost in money for federal nutrition programs, which meant fewer hungry Americans. But new data confirms the end of those benefits increased food insecurity, especially in rural America.
Now we're starting to see more people at the food pantries again, and people are hungry. You know, things just start getting harder.
Jerry Henchy with the Food Research and Action Center says when Congress ended pandemic benefits 2 years ago, food insecurity rose 12% in cities, 15% for rural households. She says it was especially hard on school kids in free meal programs.
A lot of kids really did lose access in rural areas. And school meals, even if you're paying at reduced price, it really adds up.
Congress also ended the expanded child tax credit post-pandemic, which census data reveals has doubled child poverty. Retirements and a lower birth rate mean rural Pennsylvania's labor force participation lags behind the rest of the state. But a recent panel concluded better support systems for immigrant workers could help. Susanna Brown has more.
Immigrants to rural Pennsylvania face significant work barriers, including job discrimination, social isolation, and employer exploitation. But Monica Munn with World Education Services says migrants tend to be younger and could help fill a labor shortage driven by demographics.
From a working age population side, like already, many immigrants and refugees are more likely to be participating in the workforce and be of age in that key window.
She says some rural communities are adopting policies that aid both migrant and U.S.-born workers.
We know in rural communities, transportation, access to childcare, those can be really significant barriers to participating in the workforce or staying in the workforce.
I'm Susanna Brown.
Rural hospitals on the brink of closing may have a long wait before Congress acts to save them. More than 450 rural hospitals could shutter, but legislation to help has stalled. University of Texas political scientist Michael Shepard doesn't think rural health is a priority in the ongoing budget stalemate.
There's a lot of reasons to suspect that voters don't really understand why outcomes are bad in their areas.
According to healthcare consulting group Chartis, roughly 4 in 10 rural hospitals operate in the red. And in states that haven't expanded Medicaid, it's half.
If you look after the Affordable Care Act was created, upwards of 80% of the rural hospital closures in the U.S. have been in these states that did not expand Medicaid.
Complicating things further, the patient volume at rural hospitals hasn't returned to pre-pandemic levels. Good news if you're going over the river and through the woods this Thanksgiving. AAA says gas prices are at their lowest in 8 months. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.